Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Today, internationally, it's Cat Day.
Oh, happy Cat
Day! Get into it!
And you own a cat, right? So you love Cat Goku?
Yes, well, technically he owns me.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
That's the arrangement.
Yes, I do. And the thing is, this cat is obviously all over the socials. He likes to get paid in things like tuna and spicy mince.
Yeah.
But we managed to get a couple of things going, so there's a whole montage of Goku-esque content at ecr.co.za. You can click on Stacey and Jay Spoo. But like the name, right? Every time I tell someone the cat's name, because for me to be a crazy cat lady isn't bizarre, but the cat's name like balances it out, right?
Yeah.
So let's listen to Massimo just in case you don't realize how cool I am. Hold on. Hold, please.
Stacey, your boy Massi here. Listen, you have just climbed the respect charts. Because your cat's name is freaking Goku. That is awesome. Freaking awesome.
I actually agree with Massimo. I'm not an animal person, but I actually appreciate the fact that you've named your cat like a cute name, like Goku, you know, Super Saiyan. We like that sort of vibe. But like, if you had named your cat like Brian or Nick, I would be Marlboro.
This is so in my family, so everyone else has dogs, right? So all the dogs have human names and all the cats have, you know, like animated characters or like whatever Disney names. So Nick, I think that now while we're having this conversation, let's ask. In your house, you are the owner of 2x Pups. What are their names?
Lily and Angus. I really didn't know that this was such a problem.
No, but it is a problem. People get really hacked when you name animals, cats or dogs or whatever, or even a bird. Yes, because birds have feelings too. After people. Human names. Human names are not for animals.
I can't
apparently
do that. Like, I used to have a neighbor named her dog Natasha. So that was so embedded in my life. Every time I hear or I'm introduced to a Natasha, I always think woof, woof, dog. And that's not a good thing to think of someone, hey? And Natasha's don't like
that. One, stop telling that story. But I think in general, this is a either or, right?
No, but we looked at Angus when he was a puppy and we said, that's an Angus.
No.
Somebody has an Angus who's very bleak.
That's not nice at all.
Apologies to all Anguses.
So it's International Cat Day. I'm not keen on naming animals or pets human names. But some people are, and I'm pointing at them right now.
Okay, like, needs to stop.
We can't be friends.
No. I went Super Saiyan. Nick went Angus and Lily for some unknown reason. Because
she looked like a lily.
She looked like a lily. Of the valley, or?
What does a lily look like?
Lily pad.
What does a lily look like?
Cute.
Squash face.
Actually, I've met these dogs, and she does kind of look like a lily. But again, not my dog, not my problem. So, KZN, just for a little bit of balance here, when it comes to naming animals, human names, is this like a vibe or not so much? Hashtag Natasha.
Such a powerful song for Monday. What doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. Kelly Clarkson on East Coast Radio. It's 3 minutes before your 45. Traffic with Mutle. We're chatting about naming your pets with human names. It's International Cat Day. We're very pleased that Stacey's cat is Goku and not Brian or Natasha.
Okay. I would never. But also, guys, that was Kelly Clarkson. I'm pretty sure that was for female-led vocals back-to-back. I'm just saying.
Oh, there
Music
you go.
Circle.
Oh, there
Win
you
yourself
go.
Money.
There you
just,
go.
That's it. Okay, please resume programming. Yeah, resume programming. So in this hour, where do we land on this concept of calling animals human names? A couple of Natashas have WhatsApped us. They are very, very upset about
woof,
this.
Woof.
Very upset. Human Natashas are not about this life. So on the line from Queensboro, we have Quinton. Welcome to the show. How are you?
How's it, dude?
How's it, guys? How you doing?
Oh, laka.
Amazing. Okay, so Quinton, to name a dog a human name, yes or no?
It depends. Just like the other people said, sometimes you just look at an animal and it just needs a name. A certain name goes with it. And then you must just, that's its name. You don't choose the animal's name. It chooses it for itself.
I see. Okay, so zero accountability. Jeez. Love this angle for you. So now I have to ask Quinton, how many pets do we have?
Well, I've got three pets, two Jack Russells and a cat. The cat story I'll get to soon enough. But the two dogs, so they're about 9 years old now, but when we just got them, so then I named the male Gizmo, and the female's name was Cassie. Right, okay. But then the name evolved in the time, and so we go to the vet, and the vet's like, okay, what's the name? So I said, because then I saw the vet card that was right up.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, it's Gizmo, and she like closes it. I'm like, no, that's not his full name. And she like looks at me. I said, no, it's not.
No.
No, Quentin.
No.
Okay, yes. Okay, Quentin, sorry, we lost you. Okay, so you're at the vet. She's closing the card.
Yes.
It's like, it's Gizmo. You're like, no, there's more. What else is Gizmo's name?
Gizmo, Joffrey, Mflangu.
Aye. A name, middle name, and a surname.
That dog has more names than I do.
She says, can I just not leave it as Gizmo? I'm like, no, and your ID card, you got Joffrey.
Dog rights for
dogs
days.
Dogs have meanings too.
Yeah, so she said, and the other one, I said, no, it's Cassie. So she says, Cassie what? I said, just Cassie. She says, just Cassie. So why does the other one have a long name and the other one has got just Cassie? I said, no, she's like Madonna, just Cassie.
I know, that's right. That's exactly. Cute, just out. Madonna, just Adele. Yeah. You know what I mean? It makes sense.
Shout out, Quentin. Pepper.
But it was supposed to be a female. Even the vet said it was a female. And then later on, we realized, no, this is not a female due to obvious reasons. And now it's Pepper, the male cat Pepper.
There's a lot
going
on in your family.
You know what? If Pepper's good enough for a pig, it's good enough for the cat. Thank you, Quentin from Queensboro. Have a beautiful day.
Shut up, man. I have a question for all of you, right, who name their pets with human names. What happens? Like, you're listening in on a conversation with Karen, telling all her besties that as she arrived home from a very beautiful holiday, Brian came, jumped on her, licked her face, licked her toes. Who do you think she's talking about?
Okay, firstly, what is your issue with Brian's? Like, what has a Brian ever done to you? Why are you coming for Brian's?
Confusing.
First it's Natasha's, now it's Brian's.
It's confusing. You're going to think Brian, the human being, jumped on Karen. Meanwhile, she's talking about a dog. And that's not a great thought
this
to think
about.
This
entire conversation is going...
Actually, I didn't take that out of my head.
Yeah, that was a very strange, hard left. Oh. Okay, so we don't have official news yet on where KZN lands on this calling animals human names thing. We know where Jay Spoo is. So let's get some voice notes going and see how we feel. Hey?
Please. That's coming up after your try for good bush.
Excellent, Kaldeutsch, Young Love. It's East Coast Radio. It's KZN's number one hit music station. On Monday, we're asking the tough questions. Where do you land on animals being named?
Questions.
Yes, yeah. Just call me Deborah Potter, Betts. Where do you land on animals having human names? Jay Spoo feels very strongly that this is a no. And I reiterate, I would like to formally, on behalf of... East Coast Radio, apologize to all Natashas. No Natashas were harmed in the making of this content piece. Nick, on the other hand, guilty of this, has two times dogs. Both have human names.
Jeez.
Guilty as charged.
And he doesn't care.
And I don't apologize.
Yeah. We heard from Quentin.
The look on your face.
Whose one dog is named Cassie, like that singer from that one time. And then also another dog who has three names because one wasn't enough.
Yeah. And a surname.
Yes, exactly. Just as per your ID book, good enough for you, good enough for the dog. So we're looking for a yes or a no on this so we can settle this argument and sleep peacefully tonight.
Yeah, here are your voice notes.
Years ago, my wife was given a Tashan that was 6 months old. Its name was Gaddafi. It lived up to its name.
I don't mind animals being named after humans or given human names. But I think weird is good. My cat's name is Hot Dog.
How's it, Stacey and Jay?
I'm also against naming it like Nick and Jared and Kyle. It just doesn't fly. However, I didn't name my cat Niklaus.
Our parrot's name is Yoda. The one dog's name is Gangster. The other dog's name is Hamlet. And the other dog's name is Jesse. And our cat's name is Schmuckle.
Stacey and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
So it's a thing. It looks
beautiful.
Like a lot of people
thing.
Are participating in this nonsensical behavior. I can't believe it.
Happy International Cat Day to all the Schmuckles and the Jareds.
Geez.
And the
so if I
the Gokus.
When I finally give in to my son having an animal, I'm gonna name it Stacey and Nick. There you go. Let me know how you feel now.
Yeah.
I'm honored.
Yeah. Me too, babes.
No,
me
you're
too.
Not.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.